This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Is this Ricky Martin? Is it? I was not expecting the Ricky Martin comeback. Is that in reference to something, Dan, or are you just a Ricky Martin guy?
No, I've just been going all over the place with the music.
Like it. Yeah, that was definitely Ricky out of nowhere. Yeah, sometimes
is.
Yeah, sometimes it's just a Ricky Martin mood that you're in, you know? So apparently we are.
It's Friday.
The morning show. Big Ricky Martin fans. 215-592-9494.
That is a really good song.
Oh, it's a good song. No, I'm not really. I don't think I've ever heard it played on WIP. It was just out of nowhere.
I don't think we've ever come back.
Yeah, it was just
one.
Out of nowhere, that song. But yeah, good song. I agree with you. Yeah, it was a banger.
Yeah.
All right, let's get some calls in. Time's yours coming up in a few. Leading you up to Joe and Hugh at 10. Let's get some calls in before we get out of here. Let's talk to our guy JB in Chestnut Hill. Pots and Pans.
What's up, buddy? Good morning, everyone.
What's up, man?
You know.
So so people don't think it's weird, when I answer the phone off the air to JB, I'm always like, my man. He's like, Pots and Pans. So
my man,
that's why I called him Pots and Pans, just so everyone knows.
That's right. We have it like that.
We got exactly. It's our thing. No big deal, all right?
I think my thing with the Phils, right? Like, we've been waiting for Painter, and waiting for Painter, and waiting for Painter, and then now his timeline is June, July. Why are we waiting till June? Why is he not getting more work now to find out what he's really made of?
Well, I think that I think they know what he's made of, but I think it's that they're trying to prioritize his bullets for the end of the season. And they're going to have him work, but they don't want to do max effort, you know, bringing him up to the bigs yet, and they want to try and conserve that arm, especially, what is he, 18 months or so
and
out
I think
from
it's
Tommy
smart.
John?
I do, too.
I have no problem with it.
Listen, I mean, you know I want the young guys up. I'm like, bring up Aid, bring up this guy. But this guy, handle with care.
Yeah, especially, look, he is coming back from Tommy John still. I know he's okay, but I get your point, JB, and especially when you look at, like, Pittsburgh and Paul Skeens is Paul Skeens. Like, I get it, but I am okay with the way they're kind of slow playing it.
I think it's funny that Paul Skeens' rookie card sold more than what he actually earned this year.
Oh,
I know.
It's insane, dude.
He's going to be okay. His girlfriend's making millions in NIL.
He's going to get the huge card.
Well,
he's amazing. Paul Skeens is so good. He is the next great pitcher.
Just really quick on Paul Skeens. I was talking to my friend's friend who's from Pittsburgh and a big Pittsburgh sports fan. And we were talking about baseball. And he was, like, kind of bemoaning the Pirates and how they haven't been great. I'm like, well, you, Paul Skeens, so the future is bright. Like, Paul Skeens' rookie season was great. He's like, well, I'm sure we'll trade him away shortly. So
I don't blame him. I mean, Bob Nuttig is a disgrace.
Awful.
As an owner. He doesn't spend any money. Like, they have a generational star, like, build around him. I think your friend is right. If I were a Pittsburgh fan, I would
build around him. Cuban want to buy that team for, like, the longest time?
I don't know.
Because I think he's
I thought he wanted
Pittsburgh?
To buy the Cubs. Cuban, didn't he?
I thought it was.
I
Pittsburgh
think he wanted to buy the Cubs,
okay,
but I could be wrong. I know he wanted to get into baseball for sure. All right, go ahead, JB.
I'm just gonna say, the Pittsburgh Pirates are like the East Coast version of the Oakland A's. They just don't want to spend money,
exactly.
And they're gonna, like, duct tape things together.
Yep.
So,
all right, I got an answer for us, JB?
Yeah, I think a guy who famous, one of his famous quotes is, I've neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps underneath the blanket of very freedom I provide and questions the matter.
So it's off the board. Yeah. It's off the board. Ah, I took it off the board at the top. Colonel Nathan Jessup wins every time, so I said we're taking him off the board.
How about Maverick, Lieutenant Mitchell?
Also said.
Son of a midget.
You got one more shot here.
Ah, jeez. How about, I don't even know. I guess.
Wow. I'm disappointed.
I'm blanking. Sorry.
Wow, a strikeout for JB.
There's one really big one that I almost
took
off the board.
There are a few big ones still sitting there, like some massive, massive answers. All right, let's get to the window to the weekend.
Sponsored by Gaida Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay off interest-free. Call Gaida Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GAIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com.
All right, this weekend, Sixers and Flyers play twice. Who cares? Watch the tournament. We good? Yeah, watch the tournament.
And you got Patino and Calipari
watch
going
the
up
tournament.
Against each other.
That's going to be awesome. I'm excited for that one.
29th time they're going to go up against each other.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I will be parked right in front of that TV.
Yeah, no, it's pretty amazing that St. John's and Arkansas. Dude, I think a lot of people might not even know where Cal was prior to the game yesterday. You know?
Well, his first year was kind of bumpy.
It wasn't great, but... so watch a tournament. It's the best.
And Bruiser Flint's an assistant coach.
There you
so
go.
There you
UMass,
go.
The UMass connection.
Yeah, you got a little connection there.
Love it. All right, let's get back to the phones and talk to our buddy Martin in Valley Forge. Martin.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's up, Martin?
Hey, not much. John, just for your reference, I would smoke a fellow 78-born person in a 40-yard dash. I just want to go on record, Sam.
Ooh, is that a shot at the hammer?
I'd take shots at anyone who has a persona and refers to themselves in the third person that often. I have to.
Nice. So what do you think you run?
The Martin. What do you run?
At this point, at 46, I'm probably in like the second range, 5.5 probably.
So you'll beat Joe with ease then, I think, yeah.
Yeah, I like my chances there.
I do too. I would bet
my own money on you, and I've never seen you before, Martin.
Hey, and that's a compliment as a parent. If you're going to bet at all as a parent, that means you believe.
You're damn right, buddy.
I'll
put myself in that situation.
I got to say, the optimism for the Phils, this is something the Phillies really haven't had, and it's like a weird luxury that we have, and we don't know how to deal with it. The farm system looks so good in spring right now. It's hard not to be optimistic. The only thing that is continuing to annoy me is someone telling me Taiwan Walker looked good yesterday.
Oh, God. What, he gave up like 3 home runs, got whooped around.
And to the point. It would have been great if he went out of body experience and made the Yankees want to buy him, but he failed at that. So
I'm
get
not
him gonna, out of the way.
I don't care about the spring training stuff. Like, guys are working on stuff and all that, but it's more just that. You brought up this point, I think it was Urea, the Rob Thompson just constantly coddling him and being like, oh, he looks great. And what?
I mean, the talking up of him. Yeah. If I was a player on that team and watched him marched out every fifth game last year, it was terrible.
Yeah, so
you just got to bite the bullet. The only reason he's being marched out is because you owe him like 30 million.
Oh, I agree.
Million.
Now, to be fair, it's not like they have a million starters who could start. We saw it last year, whether it was Michael Mercado or whoever they brought up. Yeah. Like, you know, a guy who's not a major league pitcher is just as bad as Taiwan Walker. So, like, there is at least the potential for him to be slightly better than that. But, look, it's frustrating to fans, and I think it comes off as super disingenuous. I can understand attaboys. Like, I can understand if there's a player who you believe will respond more to positive reinforcement than negative reinforcement. I get that, but the problem is it just comes off as nonsense and fake to us. Martin, you got an answer for us?
I mean, I got a good guy and a bad guy, and I don't think they'll win anyway. So I'm going to go to G.I. Joe. I'm going to go Cobra Commander and Sergeant Slaughter.
So Sergeant Slaughter was already off the board, but yeah, Cobra Commander is good. There you go.
That's a different Sergeant Slaughter.
It's a different Sergeant Slaughter.
Mentioned Sergeant
Slaughter. Oh, you're right. Yeah, of course. We're talking about the wrestling one.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I don't remember Sergeant Slaughter from G.I. Joe, too.
Oh, yeah. He's in the mix, man. Yeah. Bad guy. Cobra Commander, though, was the worst of all. I didn't have G.I. Joes.
I had G.I. Joes.
My parents were actually worried about me because I didn't play with the Matchbox cars and the action figures the way that they expected me to.
Yeah, I was all into that stuff.
I was not.
What was your
I had
toys,
a few things. I just didn't
Transformers,
play with them.
All that stuff.
I I don't know. I guess I'll maybe I'll follow up with my mom. I remember hearing stories that they were concerned that I wasn't.
I thought we're concerned Johnny's not playing with toys.
Johnny's just sitting in his room staring at the wall.
No, actually, I think part of it was like me being kind of blind.
I think that might have
been part of it. Like
I didn't see the toys.
I didn't see them. Right. I didn't know the toys were there.
It's unbelievable.
So no wonder I wasn't playing
with
them.
It's legit unbelievable. You're blind. Let's get to Drew in Westchester. Drew, what up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, all. Yeah, just real quick on the birds. You know, one thing I haven't heard people talking about is that this defense, with its youth, hasn't even necessarily reached its ceiling. Even though we've lost some guys, I mean, you know, guys like Quinion and Coop and Nolan Smith, I mean, these guys can potentially get even better, as well as they played last year, especially the end, you know?
True. So, that's a point I keep making when, you know, everyone, like, we expect Jalen Hurts will be better next year. He's seen more. He's got these experiences. Like you said, Quinion and Cooper should be better. Jalen Carter could be better next season. Like, these guys are still – they could, though, right? I mean, they're
No, there's no question.
Jalen Carter's, what, 25 or something?
There's no question he will likely be
likely,
better.
Right?
There's,
you know?
Because he's just growing.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
And, like, learning how to be a pro. That this is what's crazy. The sky being the limit, like, that truly applies here. This guy physically... There are not. We've had someone.
It was his second season.
Maybe it was Dick Vermeil who said to us, "This guy does not have limits."
Yeah,
and that's exactly what you want to hear from a guy like Dick Vermeil. Like this kid is going to continue to improve at a clip we've never seen before. So it's just a matter of how much work he's willing to put in, how much these coaches are able to teach him, and how much he can retain. He will destroy this league and continue to get better at it at every year.
The little concerns I have with the defense, besides what I think are, you know, some holes, is they lost some leadership. But those are a lot of young guys.
It is a lot of young guys.
And I just, you know, I hope that...
I think Zach Bond is a big part of that.
He is, but I'm just saying, you know, you win the Super Bowl and you're like, yeah, I'm great, man. I got, you know, you worry...
True, well, we've seen that,
You need someone to keep them humble.
Yeah.
I think Vic Fangio will.
Yeah, well, no,
that's
there's
a really
no
good
doubt.
Yeah,
there's
he forced
doubt.
Him to watch the film after the
he
game.
He did. You know what? That's a good point.
And I do think that, you know, that is something... With guys like Cooper DeJean and Quinion and the way they go about their business, and I do think the last year is they have also drafted guys who they believe work hard,
culture.
Love football, like Nolan Smith.
Yeah, culture
like
guys. Yeah.
So I do think that you can be excited about that. But it's a great point. Look, if they won the Super Bowl, you never know how they're going to react, and they are young. So, Drew, you got an answer for us?
Yeah, the funny line, one of the funniest lines in TV, I see nothing, Sergeant Schultz.
Sergeant
Schultz. I see nothing.
There you go.
You're too young for that.
Is it MASH or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, God. Why am I blanking on it?
So, I don't know it.
I mean,
the line sounds familiar.
Sitcom.
I see nothing sounds
it's
familiar.
It's an old sitcom that an old engineer we used to have
Sergeant
used to watch
Schultz,
it.
Richie, any idea?
Oh, God. What's the name of it?
No idea.
I mean, I'm talking
Hogan's
Heroes.
There we go. All right. Let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time series.
So I wanted to take this moment from my Sixers key point to save my sanity and also address the cantaloupe gate involving Joe DeCamera. To say, after further investigation, I found out that Joe, in fact, did not have relations with a cantaloupe. But it was actually an orange, because that is more of a size.
Tom, oh, no!
Whoa. I'm not sure I understand.
He said orange is a more appropriate size. That was something, Kevin. Kevin getting a little risque with his reports. I like it.
Dave Dombrowski has failed us with Taiwan Walker. He stinks. He's done. The only reason he had wins 2 years ago was because we had great run support in 8-7 victory. Bottom line is, he failed us. Get somebody else. DFA the guy. The guy stinks. I'm yours.
DFA him.
I like that. It's aggressive.
The general manager has been DFA'd. I think we should do that. Yeah, get rid of Daryl Morey.
I'm not ready. Daryl Morey. Oh, I DFA him in a heartbeat, yes.
Here's a flashback for you, John. Johnny, you better eat everything on your plate or else.
But, Bob, I'm not hungry anymore. I'm
that was really funny.
That was like a really good impression.
Was that what it was like, though? Was it like
at times, yeah. At times. Man, it was exhausting. And I had a dog, a chocolate lab.
Must have loved you.
Man, she knew. When everyone else was gone from the table and I was sitting there.
She was going to go to town.
Yeah, she had a chance.
All right, what's next?
Hey, guys. It's Joe's Phillies uniform. Devin, if he lends them to you again for opening day, please wash me. In fact, just please keep me. I had to borrow Bidet's cell phone just to make this call. You can't imagine the things he does to us. It's awful. Time's yours.
I really appreciate the inanimate objects calling in.
Yes.
I'm a huge fan of that.
Yeah.
It always works for me.
Have we talked to Joe about the uniform this year?
So I think we need to shut the whole thing down.
You think?
I mean, I'm
definitely not wearing it.
No one. We've won nothing with this year. Well, yes, we got back to the playoffs, but like.
But then they.
So were you
flat.
Resentful and seething while you were sitting there in the uniform last year?
No, I didn't really care. I was just excited to be back.
But you just laid it out there.
Are you like, please don't let anyone think I'm Joe from behind? That sounds horrible. You know, like,
well, the way you said that, like, you were pretty serious about it. Like, there's no way I'm putting that uniform on again.
Well, I'll be covering the. I literally can't wear it. Like, I'll be in. You can't wear Philly stuff, especially a full uniform, when you're covering the team.
Look at that.
Yeah, it's right. You can't be a journalist and wear a Philly uniform.
How about we DFA Joe's uniform?
There you go. I like that. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is.
Maybe that's too easy.
No one likes
it. No, but you know he is feeling himself way too much when he wears it,
too. He loves it. He thinks he's that. He loves telling a story. It's like, someone thought I was a player. It's like, no, they didn't.
No one thought you were a player.
No, that didn't happen. You're lying.
How drunk were they, Joe? That was the question.
No, the person was an infant.
Yeah, it was like, oh, wow, yeah, you're bigger than me. You must be a player. Like my daughter.
That was a one-year-old
child. Zoe's like, you're the strongest person in the world, right? I'm like, yep.
Yep.
I am the strongest person alive. All right, with that, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Okay, two quick things to do. We're going to turn to in 1 second to get our winner for today and pick that. But we forgot to pick a winner yesterday. A lot going on at the end of the show. Joe Wechter Day and all that. So I'm going to fire off the best answers from yesterday. We're gonna pick our winner. It was who was great at something for a long time. I think the best answers we got Sonny Hill, Ichiro, Eric Clapton. Oh, Ichiro is Brazier, so that won't count. Gene Hackman, Muhammad Ali, the Habsburg dynasty. Was not expecting that, but they did for a
Eric
long time.
Eric Clapton's a really
good Clapton was the one that stuck. Are we all good with Eric Clapton?
Clapton's fine.
I think it's great. All right, so congratulations to Sean. Sean is our winner from yesterday. Sean, congratulations on that. All right, now let's turn to, and then we're going to pick our winner for today. We're turning to just give us the best answer for a fictional service person. Let's go to our guy Jim in Philly. Jimmy.
Hey, how you doing, Selch?
What up, pal? What you got for me?
All right, he's only in uniform for about 25 seconds. Captain Michael Corleone.
Oh, that's an interesting thought. Wow, I like the outside. Good call, Jimmy. That's interesting.
That was
pretty
good.
And he is in uniform and don't walk around the city. I like the outside the box that. All right, Lou in Mount Laurel. Lou, give us an answer.
I thought he was going to take mine with Captain Steve Rogers, Captain America of the Army.
So, Lou, someone took it earlier.
Taken.
Yes.
Well, Captain America was taken.
Yeah, I like that.
Captain Steve Rogers was not.
Same person. Yeah, it's the same person.
Backup.
Go ahead.
I got a backup. The leader of the Unsullied, Grey Worm.
Oh, interesting.
But
Grey Worm, I guess he's a captain of the Unsullied, right? Now, wouldn't there
we
be better Game of Thrones?
Title,
I feel like
we?
There are other Game of Thrones ones. That
oh,
you
that's Game of Thrones. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know. Yeah.
Is he right. Called
Lou
captain?
And Philly. Lou, no, I don't know. Lou and Philly, give us an answer.
Hey, good morning, two-time Super Bowl champion, morning crew.
Damn straight, buddy.
Yes.
Did anybody say Major Payne yet?
No.
Dude, I love that answer. Damon Wayans, shout out to great. Major Payne.
Excellent.
It's a fun one. Chris in Dover.
The Colonel from Dirk Diggler.
Yes, indeed.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
All right, one more answer. Jimmy in Westchester. Jimmy, what you got?
Hey, has anybody said Captain Miller from Saving Private Ryan, Tom Hanks' character?
Oh, that's a good answer there. Yeah, Tom Hanks, by the way, I just rewatched it. Tom Hanks is amazing in that movie.
He really is.
How
he
did
is,
no one say Private Ryan? Amazing.
Well, because he's kind of a jerk. No one likes Private Ryan, right?
No. Yeah.
He got them all killed, and he lives, and everyone else dies. Anyway, spoiler alert for Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah,
I suppose. It's a
spoiler
alert. All right, we got to pick a winner for today. I think of those answers, the Michael Corleone, the most interesting. Plus, I think of the answers we got earlier today, the ones that stand out to me, Captain Morgan, I thought was a really
good
one.
I like Captain Morgan.
I love that a lot.
That Alex Smith guy just walked by again.
Captain America is not Alex Smith.
I think Captain Morgan.
Pete Mitchell. Yes,
you Captain, want to go with Captain
Morgan.
Captain Morgan's
really
creative
one.
And good.
It
all right, so shout out to Andy. Andy with the winner with Captain Morgan. All right, thank you, everyone.
Great job.
This was
great job, Jimmy.
Yeah, it was good. Lou, yeah. Fun show. Had a good time.
So
today.
Fun.
Yeah. Thank you to Sydney Smith on site doing a great job. Fran Rojas.
Sydney.
Overseeing
Franny.
Or whatever that means.
Supervisor.
Shout out to Fran doing
Wait,
a great
for real?
Job, too. Yeah.
That's
why do you think I'm making fun of him right now, all right? You know, he's like, oh, I got to supervise Sydney, who's great at his job and knows what
great
he's doing.
Great job, Sydney.
Shout out to Sydney. Okay job, Fran. Thank you, Dan. Dan Wilson and Luke Nichols. Awesome job back in the studio. Appreciate you guys. Joe and you are coming up next.